from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
VOI listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the main points. Preparation of the 2025 state budget involves the current and next governments. Indonesian Air Force plans to set El Tari Airport as fighter jet base. Now the news in detail, read by Ahmad Faisal. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani revealed that the draft preparation of the country's 2025 state revenue and expenditure budget involved the current government and would be continued by the next elected government, which will start work in October 2024. In her statement on Monday, Sri Mulyani explained that the process included an in-depth macroeconomic analysis both from a global and national perspective. Indonesian President Joko Widodo then will present the data on August 16.
Pertumbuhan ekonomi,
economic growth, inflation, interest rates on 10-year government securities, the rupiah exchange rate, oil prices, in this case oil and gas lifting, that has been discussed with the House of Representatives, we reported. And earlier, we also received several directions that the final report will be delivered by President on August 16. Sri Mulyani also said that the 2025 state budget discussed with the Indonesian House of Representatives will not experience significant deviations from what was previously agreed. However, this budget will accommodate priority programs following the directions of President Joko Widodo and the President-elect Prabowo Subianto. The Indonesian Air Force has planned to make El Tari Airport in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara, its newest home base. Therefore, as reported by Antara, Indonesian fighter jets will be stationed there to guard the country's southern airspace frontier. The Air Force's Commander of Air Operation 2, Rear Marshal Budi Ahmadi, on Sunday acknowledged that the preparation will be long-term and require budget adjustments. He said El Tari Airport is located strategically near Timor-Leste and Australia. Rear Marshal Budi Ahmadi noted that the facility is Indonesia's eye on the airspace between Indonesia and the two countries. Moreover, he said the support would reinforce the Air Force's 226 radar unit headquarters in Burain, Kupang Regency, close to the airport. Meanwhile, Commander of Kupang's El Tari Air Base, Air Commodore Joko Hadi Purwanto, said that his air base is ready to receive additional air defense facilities as he acknowledges the air base's strategic role in guarding the airspace. Indonesian women's single badminton player Grigoria Mariska Tunjung said she did not know how to feel after winning bronze at the 2024 Olympics in Paris, France, after Spain's Carolina Marin decided to withdraw. As reported by Antara News Agency, Gregoria was defeated by South Korea's An Se-young in the semifinals on Sunday. She would have fought other semifinalists, either Carolina Marin or China's Bi Jingjiao. Carolina, who withdrew from the competition due to injury, has made Gregoria get the bronze medal without playing. Tunjung said that it is very wrong if she feels happy over other people suffering. However, chairman of the Indonesian National Olympic Committee, Raja Sabtaoktohari, said that Gregoria's medal was not simply given to her but because of her struggles. Gregoria's bronze medal is Indonesia's first medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics and the first for the country's women's single after Maria Kristin at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Radio Republik Indonesia, the Indonesian Public Radio Network, and parent of RI Voice of Indonesia, emphasize its commitment to finding climate solutions during the second Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union, or ABU, Media Summit on Climate Action and Disaster Prevention in Nusa Dua, Bali on Monday. RI's Director of Programming and Production, Ms. Tam, said the solutions could be found together. He said that solving environmental problems start with the responsibility of all parties. Ms. Tam also stressed that these should base on experience and knowledge of each country's issues. The Media Summit is a collaboration between RI and the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union. It is a platform to encourage the cooperation and dialogue in climate change adaptations and disaster risk reduction. Let's turn to the international news. Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Manet on Monday launched a controversial $1.7 billion canal project to provide a new link from the Mekong River to the sea. As reported by AFP at the launch event in Prek Ta Keo, southeast of the capital Phnom Penh, Manet called the 180-kilometer project historic and must be built at all costs. Once completed, the Funan Techno Canal will run from a spot on the Mekong River about an hour's drive southeast from Phnom Penh to the sea in the Gulf of Thailand. However, the project comes shrouded in uncertainty, including its main proposed funding sources and effects on the flow of the Mekong River. Conservationists have long warned that the river, which supports up to a quarter of the world's freshwater fish catch, is at risk from infrastructure projects, pollution, sand mining, and climate change. Australia on Monday raised its terrorism threat level from possible to probable, with the country's top intelligence official citing a home ground rise in extreme ideologies. As reported by AFP, head of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, Mike Burgess, said there was no indication of an imminent attack, but there was an increased threat of violence in the next 12 months. Burgess explained Australia's security environment is degrading, more volatile, and more unpredictable. He also noted that politically motivated violence now joins espionage and foreign interference as Australia's principal security concerns. Urgent calls grew for foreign nationals to leave Lebanon, which would be on the front line of a Middle East regional war. However, as reported by AFP, French President Emmanuel Macron and Jordanian King Abdullah II said on Sunday after a telephone call that a regional military escalation must be avoided at all costs. The call to leave Lebanon grew as Iran and its allies readied their response to the killing of Palestine's Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, which was blamed on Israel. Previous Wednesday's assassinations of Haniyeh in the Iranian capital Tehran hours after the Israel killing of Hezbollah's military chief Fuad Shuruk in the Lebanese capital Beirut has triggered vows of the vengeance of Iran and its axis of resistance of Tehran-backed armed groups. Well, listener, that was the end of the news.
Commentary today is on increased efforts for conflict de-escalation in the Middle East urgently needed. The situation in the Middle East has intensified following the death of Palestinian Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran, who was killed after attending the inauguration of Iran's newly elected president, Masoud Pezeshkian. In response to Haniyeh's assassination, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei stated that it is Iran's duty to avenge the blood of its honored guests, blaming Israel for the attack. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Defense, or Pentagon, has ordered the deployment of additional fighter jets and aircraft to regions under American and European military command. The United States claims this action is aimed at reducing regional tension in West Asia and supporting the Israeli regime. On the other hand, the United Kingdom has announced plans to send additional troops to the Middle East to provide operational support to its embassies and assist British citizens. Earlier, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant discussed with the British Defense Secretary John Healey the importance of forming a coalition to protect Israel from Iran and its allies amid the escalating conflict in the Middle East. The conflict escalation in the Middle East has raised concerns among various nations. Poland has advised its citizens against traveling to Lebanon, Israel, and Iran due to the unstable situation in the region. Several airlines from the United States, Europe, and Asia have also suspended flights to Israel and Lebanon for security reasons following the recent developments. Meanwhile, the United States Embassy has urged American citizens to leave Lebanon immediately using any available flights amid fears of a full-scale war between Israel and Hezbollah and broader regional conflicts. Recent attacks in southern Beirut and Tehran represent a dangerous escalation of the conflict at a time when efforts should be focused on achieving a ceasefire in Gaza, securing the release of Israeli hostages, and increasing humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza, as well as restoring peace in Lebanon. All parties must exercise maximum restraint, although it is understood that at this sensitive time, a mere restraint is insufficient. However, it is essential for all parties to work towards de-escalating regional tensions to achieve long-term peace and stability. The international community must also collaborate to prevent any action that could push the entire Middle East towards broader and more severe conflict with devastating effects on civilians. The most effective way to address this situation is through advancing comprehensive diplomatic actions aimed at de-escalating the regional situation. That was commentary today.
God, I will pay no answer.
We'll begin today in history with August 5th, 1962. Hotel Indonesia inaugurated by President Sukarno. Hotel Indonesia is the first five-star hotel in Indonesia. The hotel was inaugurated on August 5th, 1962 by the first President Sukarno to welcome the Asian Games for 1962 in Jakarta. Hotel Indonesia building was designed by US architect Abel Sorensen and his wife Wendy. The hotel, which stands of an area of 25,000 square meters, has the slogan, "A dramatic symbol of free nations working together." Hotel Indonesia was designated as a cultural heritage by the Jakarta Regional Government on March 29, 1993. Moving on to August 5, 1974, the establishment of the Dharma Wanita Organization. On August 5, 1974, at the initiation of First Lady Tien Soeharto, the Dharma Wanita Organization was formed. Initially, this organization consisted of wives of the Indonesian government employees or civil servants, members of the armed force who were employed outside the forces, and employees of state-owned enterprises. In the Reformation era of 1998, this women's organization made fundamental changes, no more used as a political tool by the government in power. Dharma Wanita became a social organization that was neutral from politics, independent and democratic. The name Dharma Wanita then changed to Dharma Wanita Persatuan. The addition of the word Persatuan, or unity, was adjusted to the name of the National Unity Cabinet under the leadership of President Abdurrahman Wahid. The changes of this organization was not limited to the addition of the word Persatuan, but also turned into an independent and democratic organization. At the Extraordinary National Conference of Dharma Wanita, held on December 6th to 7th, 1999, all draft articles of association were approved, and Dr. Nila F. Muluk was elected as chairperson. I'll end today in history with August 5th, 2011. Yingluck Shinawatra sworn in as Thailand's PM. On August 5, 2011, Yingluck Shinawatra was officially sworn in as Prime Minister of Thailand. This inauguration recorded Yingluck as the first woman to hold the highest position in the Thai government. This victory was not only a personal achievement for Yingluck, but also a milestone for Thailand, which has been long dominated by male leaders. Yingluck's victory in the general election was the result of a strong campaign and broad support from the Thai people, especially from the working class and rural areas. During her administration, Yingluck focused on social and economic policies, including assistance programs to farmers and infrastructure development. That was Today in History.
Dan kulihat dunia telah ku terima anugerah cintanya. Menyesali yang ku punya, tapi ku sadari ada lubang dalam hati. Ku cari sesuatu yang mampu mengisi lubang ini. Ku menanti jawaban apa yang dikatakan oleh hati. Apakah itu kamu? Apakah itu dia? Selama ini ku cari tanpa henti. Apakah itu cinta? Apakah itu cita yang mampu melengkapi lubang di dalam hati? Mengira hanya dia lah obatnya, tapi ku sadari bukan itu yang ku cari. Teruskan perjalanan panjang yang begitu melelahkan, dan ku yakin kau tak ingin aku berhenti. Apakah itu kamu? Cari tanpa henti. Apakah itu cinta? Apakah itu cinta yang mampu melengkapi lubang di dalam hati?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is on Nusantara's Forest City concept to be a model for urban governance worldwide. Deputy for Social Culture Empowerment of Indonesia's new capital city Nusantara Authority, Ali Mudin, stated that the Forest City development concept for Nusantara is intended to be a model of government management not only for cities in Indonesia but globally. Speaking at the 2024 Civil Service Festival in Jakarta on Saturday, Ali Mudin explained that Nusantara will be designed as a sustainable forest city that integrates natural environments with modern urban development. The concept aims to create an eco-friendly and sustainable city, emphasizing the importance of green space and natural ecosystems amidst urban development. Ali Mudin cited the forest city concept by noting that of the 250,000 hectares of Nusantara, only about 6,600 hectares, or about 25% of the land area, will be used for the development of the central government core area. The remaining land will be reforested with endemic Kalimantan plants. The central government core area development is also taking place in former industrial plantation forests that previously had eucalyptus trees, and he also claimed that no deforestation is occurring. Ali Mudin mentioned that with the forest city concept, the Nusantara Capital Authority hopes Nusantara will achieve zero carbon emissions by 2045. He noted that currently 75% of Nusantara's land area is being reforested with endemic Kalimantan plants. This reforestation is expected to help the Bekantan or proboscis monkey return and allow local flora and fauna to recover naturally. Wildlife corridors have also been established to support fauna in Nusantara. These corridors allow animals to move freely and safely within the forest city concept, which balances development with environmental preservation. Through this concept, Nusantara aims to be an innovative model in urban management and governance, strengthening Indonesia's position as a leader in sustainable development and modern, efficient urban governance. That was my Indonesia today.
Saat aku tertawa di atas semua, saat aku menangisi kesedihanku, aku ingin engkau selalu ada. Aku ingin engkau aku kenal. Selama aku masih bisa bernafas, masih sanggup berjalan, engkau ada di mana. Dengarkan aku merindukanmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Well, listeners, welcome back to our program, Indonesian Wonder. Today's editions of Indonesian Wonder will talk about Kewur Uwi ritual from East Nusa Tenggara. Listener, uwi is a type of tuber which can be eaten. It is white and stringy. This plant is very popular in East Nusa Tenggara. Before the introductions of rice, farmers throughout Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara already knew the uwi plant as a staple food. As a staple food, initially the local community processed uwi plant that grew in the forest. Now, farmers have planted uwi plants in all fields in villages in Manggarai Raya. Besides being used as a staple food, uwi is also used as the main ingredient for the Kewur Uwi ritual. The Kewur Uwi ritual is an annual ritual passed down by the ancestors to all residents of Pawa village in Manggararaya. The Kewur Uwi ritual is a sign of the start of the harvest of field rice spread across the slopes and hills around the village. Rice in the fields cannot be harvested if the Kewur Uwi ritual has not been performed. All farmers in the South LR sub-district adhere to this ritual. The Kewur Uwi ritual is held every April in the local agricultural calendar. This ritual is held en masse in all villages in the South LR sub-district. Local residents hold it for one day only, and it is held from house to house. During the Kewur Uwi ritual, the uwi plant is burned to be served. Not only uwi is served, local residents also serve gan rupang. Gan rupang is food wrapped in young bamboo leaves. Rupang is a traditional food from various tribes in the South LR district area. Rupang is always served during the Kewur Uwi ritual. Before uwi and rupang are enjoyed, traditional elders will pray for the food. During the Kewur Uwi ritual, women are prohibited from eating. In addition, people are prohibited from beating drums and gongs in the local tradition house. The drums and gongs can be played after the ritual has been completed. In addition to marking the start of the rice harvest, the Kewur Uwi ritual is an ancestral heritage of the people of South LR to honor the universe, ancestors, and the creator of life who provided staple food for local residents before Nawing Rice. Rituals in Ismanggarai are always related to nature, ancestor, and the creator of life. Until now, these rituals continue to be preserved and have even become a tourist attractions in Manggarai Raya. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bali. Di Bali, which means in Bali. You will listen to a conversation about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a staff member at the Sea Turtle Conservatory. The staff told Chris about the impact if the sea turtles are left unprotected. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. I will say it twice and you can repeat after me. Kalau, kalau, which means if. Penyu, penyu, which means sea turtle. Dikonservasi, dikonservasi, which means being conserved. Kehidupan, kehidupan, which means life. Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terganggu, terganggu, which means disturb. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reefs would be disturbed. Pulau Serangan, which means Serangan Island. Tiga jenis, which means three kinds. Penyu hijau, which means green sea turtle. Penyu sisik, which means hawksbill sea turtle. Penyu lekang, which means Olive Ridley sea turtle. In this conversation, you hear the expression kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Which means, if the sea turtle are not conserved, the life of coral reef will be disturbed. In the expression, there is the conditional conjunction kalau. Kalau, which means if. It connects the clause penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi. Penyu-penyu tidak dikonservasi, which means the sea turtle are not conserved. And the clause kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu. Kehidupan terumbu karang di sini akan terganggu, which means the life of coral reefs will be disturbed. The first clause mentioning sea turtles is the condition or cause, while the second clause mentioning coral reef is the result of consequences. The two clauses are connected with the word kalau, kalau, which means if. We'll be right back.
another example, let's listen another use of conditional conjunction kalau. Kalau, which means if. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain. Kalau kekurangan makanan, tukik akan memangsa tukik lain, which means if they lack of food, the turtle will prey each other. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Kalau kamu datang terlambat, kamu akan tertinggal pesawat. Which means if you come late, you will be late for the flight. For your information, in Indonesian, there are several animals similar to penyu. Penyu, which means sea turtle. They are kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise. Bulus. Bulus, which means Asiatic soft-shell turtle. And labi-labi. Labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle. Kura-kura. Kura-kura, which means tortoise, has legs and lives in land and water. While bulus, bulus, and labi-labi, labi-labi, which means soft-shell turtle, have flipper for legs and a soft shell and live in a freshwater. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Di Pulau Serangan ini ada 3 jenis penyu yang dikonservasi, yaitu penyu hijau, penyu sisik, dan penyu lekang.
Mengapa penyu-penyu itu dikonservasi?
Kalau penyu-penyu itu tidak dikonservasi, kehidupan terumbu karang di sini terganggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today is about kalau tidak dilindungi. Kalau tidak dilindungi, which means if left unprotected. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Kroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati, to be sung by Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra. In the years 1942 until 1946, Kroncong songs were often used as a medium of struggle and propaganda. The song, which was composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, is one of the Kroncong songs, which was used to evoke the spirit of struggle and Indonesian nationalism. This song narrates the unbreakable bond between the two people. The poetic lyrics describe the jasmine flower as a symbol of love and loyalty, preserving memories even as time passes. With its lifting musical accompaniment, this song invites listeners to reflect on the enduring power of love, even when faced with loss and separation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Kroncong Orchestra with the song Rangkaian Melati.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.